This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Phones are being driven in a big way by these stories today, and we're going to get right back to this loaded phone bank in just a moment. But an agreement has reportedly been reached for Fenway Sports Group to sell Pittsburgh Penguins to the Hoffman family of companies. Now, this story I first saw, written by Jason Mackey on my Pittsburgh Post-Gazette app, and within the hour, he was on KDKA. And what about the possible return of Mario Lemieux as the face of the franchise?
I had this put to me by an NHL source this way, Rob, that any new owner of the Penguins would be foolish not to have Mario Lemieux front and center as much as he's willing to.
Very interesting story. We'll stay plugged into it. And of course, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, 93.7 The Fan, and KDKA. Springdale voters say yes to this data center. Great idea. It'll bring not millions, but billions for generations to come. And it will give you a footprint as far as manufacturing. And these data centers, from Homer City to Bruce Mansfield and Shippingport, and now Springdale, it is the future. They're not going anywhere. They're only going to continue to be a part of Western Pennsylvania. So if you get in on the ground floor, good for you. President Trump orders total and complete blockade of sanctioned oil tankers in Venezuela. Some believe that's one of the reasons why he is going to be speaking to the nation tonight at 9. You'll hear it right here, CBS Radio News, KDKA. Brown University shooting investigators released new enhanced footage of person of interest, and there was some lapsing as far as their video surveillance cameras are concerned. And earlier today on the Colin Dunlap Show with your Pratt Pack, we had former Secret Service agent John Hudson, who took them to task for not doing their due diligence and keeping their equipment updated. He basically said it's a joke as far as why they're not able to find this suspect through the video cameras and footage that was supposed to be up and running, but subsequently was not. We continue to celebrate a holiday that is Hanukkah with our friends of the Jewish community in and around Pittsburgh and the world, and they continue to celebrate with heavy hearts. Bondi Beach suspects reportedly trained in the Philippines, where there's a decades-old Islamic insurgency. So those are some of the stories driving the news today at 5. All right, here we go. Let's get to the phones. We're going to go to John in Monroeville. It's your Pratt Pack for Colin Dunlap on KDK. How are you? Good afternoon.
Hey, I'm doing good, and I don't know if any president ever got a five-star, but I think it's written on every $1 bill, in God we trust. Okay, thank you for your time.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Michelle in the South Hills. Michelle, you were on the air. How many stars you give the president?
I am giving him one because he's living and breathing. As far as anything else he's accomplished, not really in the presidency. And Rob, you're still drinking that Kool-Aid. I just don't believe it. So my thoughts are, as far as how he's handled the situation with our national parks, is deplorable. He's gutting the education system, and we're not going to be able to have people that are educated to handle all these new jobs, making it harder for Americans to find jobs. The economy is in the pooper. More people are losing their jobs. More people are giving up looking for jobs. The tariffs have just decimated average middle-class people, and there's no good explanation for it. What were the tariffs before he came in? What were the tariffs after? We need an explanation. All we hear is it was unfair. Well, how was it unfair? Second of all, the class of knuckleheads that he has put in his cabinet is just terrible. These people are not have qualified to have most of these positions. It's politics. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You don't have the skill. But since you did a favor for me, I mean, that's not ethical. I mean, you want the best person in there. And that was always what the MAGA people would say, that he would surround himself with the best people. Well, apparently not. And as far as this Venezuela thing, I mean, show us some proof. And as far as were those drugs actually coming to America? Were they going to some other country? Apparently we have good intelligence enough to be bombing the boats. But, like, let us know the story. I could go on and on.
Yeah, I know. But how can you say I'm drinking the Kool-Aid when I took him to the woodshed over his comments about Rob Reiner? And I talked about some other things, too. I'm not giving this guy five stars either. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But I also think he's going to use this tonight to talk about Venezuela. Thank you for the call. Let's get Pete in here real quick, and then we'll save you folks for after the news at the bottom of the hour. Just stay on the line. We got Ray Fittipaldo coming up to talk some sports, in particular the Steelers and that possible Penguin sale. Pete, North Huntington, North Baldwin, go ahead. You're on KDKA.
Hello. How's everything going there on this hectic day of yours?
Always hectic, but that's the way I like it. Go ahead.
Understood. Yeah, I'll give Trump about a 4.9 because I wouldn't give 5 to anybody. But I really like what he's done on the border. I really like what he's done in getting rid of all the people that came running across in the previous 4 years. And he gave me about $5,000 tax break this year. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm a working person, semi-retired.
So you're loving it.
$5,000.
You're loving it. Okay, thank you. TJ, you got the final say in this segment. Got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Rob, it was the Democrat Party that wanted to defund the police. It was the Democrat Party that brought 20 million illegals over into this country to steal the jobs and steal our country off the people who made it. Could you imagine this country if Kamala Harris was in there? This country would be shot. The last administration, previous call, she was talking about the people that Trump brought on board. Obama's people said that they would like to see America become more Islamic.
All right, I got to get to the traffic. I appreciate it, TJ. Jerry, I'll get to you in a little bit. Anybody else? How many stars do you give the president? He's going to be touting his accomplishments tonight. May bring up Venezuela and what the next move will be. 9 o'clock, CBS Radio News, KDKA. How many stars do you give him? Second time in office, just about a year old already.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.